Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right. Thanks to Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. Christian Okoye will be on the show at 9:30. Right now we've got Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, who joins us throughout the football season, making a special draft appearance with us. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Steve. It's good to be with you. Yeah, it's been a while, certainly. Congrats on another ring.
Thank you. Well,
pretty cool. Hope everyone's doing well. And it's draft season. We're a day before the draft. Your Chiefs, rightfully so, are picking it at 32nd. I've done six mock drafts, by the way. I've filed my last one for ProFootballNetwork.com on Monday. And I could always change my mind, but you know, I've had receiver there for months. Even with the Rashee Rice stuff, nothing's really changed for me. Now, there are going to be some corners there available, but the draft grades, the Thomas grades should be higher than the cornerback grades, and that's why I went with Brian Thomas at 32.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody
would you be happy or not happy?
I'm going to be happy with any receiver. I'm going to be happy with really anything because the track record over the past couple of years has been excellent in the draft. And the Chiefs are in a situation like right now, the only need that is outstanding to me is left tackle. But I know that they have Wanye Morris, and if they don't grab someone in the first couple of rounds of this draft, then Donovan Smith is waiting to be re-signed after the draft, and they'll be right back where they were last year, which was good enough to win a championship. But I do like the receivers that are available to them in the first and second rounds. And so you said Thomas is the guy. Tell us why that was the pick and maybe who else you considered.
Yeah, and we'll go to the tackles in a minute. But Brian Thomas is a high upside receiver, really good length, had an incredible year at LSU. I don't want to say he came out of nowhere. He just didn't have a lot of production his first two seasons. And he was, by the way, a redshirt senior. And this past season, he just blew up. And the thing is, the vertical catches downfield. See, the thing that's been missing, obviously, since Tyreek Hill left is the vertical game. And Andy Reid and Matt Nagy found a way to make it work in their passing game without that vertical threat. But you'd like to have that. Now, talking to some receiver coaches, there's a concern that I don't want to call him raw, that you know he needs more refinement. But the draft is always about projection for down the road. It's not so much about this season. It's about, okay, well, what will this guy be like in 2 to 3 years? Well, he could be a really good number one or what we call X receiver. That's the isolated receiver on one side. Guy doesn't move very much, and you've got Rice and whoever they need to add. And by the way, they need to add other receivers because Sky Moore's lack of development makes it necessary. And obviously what's happened with Tony, they have to add probably two receivers by the time the draft is done. They brought Justin Watson back, which is what I thought would happen. But they need to work on that position. And look, when you're picking 32nd, there's a reason. You're really, really good. They don't have to go receiver. This is one of the deepest receiver drafts I've seen in years. This is year 25 for me. It's one of the deepest I've seen. They go for a tackle. You mentioned tackle. Marius Mims is going to go in the 20s, may make it to him. He's a developmental left tackle. The problem is the way it's been explained to me by coaches is you really don't want him starting week one. You like him to play behind a veteran. Graham Barton from Duke, who could play a variety of positions. Jordan Morgan should be there for them at 32. He could play left tackle. He could play inside. Tyler Guyton probably won't make it to them at Oklahoma. Then Amajide, who's a left tackle from Yale, could go in rounds 2 to 3. He's an upside guy. Sumatea is a second or third round left tackle out of BYU. Those are the guys to key on if they don't get that first round left tackle. They can get a guy in a second or third round.
All right, so let's of those guys, you mentioned the tackles, right?
Yep.
And Brett Veach has always shown he's willing to be aggressive to move up if the right guy's there. Is it Guyton, Mims? Who fits the profile of maybe being around 24, 25, 26, that an area where the Chiefs might feel comfortable moving up and drafting who won't fall to 32? Is that a guy like Guyton?
No, Guyton, probably a little bit before them, but it depends on if you're looking for who could be the best left tackle of the second group or third group, Mims, but if you're willing to wait on him. He just hasn't played a lot, but he's so gifted. He's a little bit raw, pretty good kid. I talked to an offensive line coach who interviewed him before the draft, who said, man, he'd love to have this kid because he's so gifted. He just hasn't played enough. So you have to, again, the draft is about projection. It's very little about this year. It's about the future. Now, Graham Barton is a multi-positional player. He could also play center probably at the next level. Guyton cannot play guard. He can only play left tackle or right tackle. He's going to go somewhere in the 20s. Is he a guy you would trade up for? Potentially. But, again, I don't know if Wanya Morris is – I know they like him. You're taking a big leap of faith if you think he's going to be your full-time left tackle for years to come. I don't know that he's that guy right now. And Donovan Smith is really at the end of his career here. You could probably squeeze one more year out of him. You don't want to be that position, Steve. You want to go forward here with the future at left tackle. And the thing is, if you have your druthers, we haven't talked about corner. They need to get a starting corner out of this draft. To me, they need an outside corner. We know McDuffie's their nickel. We know with the trade they had with Tennessee, they need a starting corner. They got to get one. Now, there are a lot of second-round corners. There are not a lot of good second half of the first-round corners. That's the thing that you worry about. The value probably is not there.
And it's Rakestra from Missouri might be a guy that I've heard they're interested in. So
I would say this with Rakestra. He could go anywhere from the mid-20s to the mid-40s. That's even 50. That when you look at the cornerback group, this is the way that I've been told about the cornerback group. Right after Kool-Aid McKinstry and Wiggins and Tarion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean's probably going to play safety, by the way. It's honestly, TJ Tampa, second round out of Iowa State, is really talented. Kamari Lassiter could go very late first round, all the way to the late 50s. Max Belton out of Rutgers could play inside or outside. Somewhere early to mid-second round, that would be a great pick for them because his dad Gary played in the NFL. His brother Bo is with the Packers now, did great late last season. His mom was a track star at college. So there are plenty of corners you could take in the second. You don't have to take one in the first. There's some good second rounder.
Okay, so let's say they go wide receiver, and let's say if it's not Brian Thomas, let's say he's gone, who's the next most likely guy or two that you think would be available for them at 32?
What position was that? I'm
sorry. Wide receiver.
All right, so for me at 32, if they say, you know what, we're not going to wait, we know it's a deep draft, but we think it's a little bit top-heavy, which I think it is, other than Brian Thomas, A.D. Mitchell is going to be there almost certainly. I mean, you never say never with this thing. But he's a top 40 pick out of Texas who's got good size, a lot of ability. He could probably play early on. Troy Franklin's going to go a little bit later. I love Ladd McConkey, who's my favorite receiver for this draft, other than Marvin Harrison Jr.
I love Ladd McConkey as well. McConkey, I wish they would draft him.
Let me tell you something. A receivers coach I'm pretty close with said that I have good eyes. So I knew nothing about him when I got to the Senior Bowl, right? I'm watching 5 minutes. I go, this is the second coming of Cooper Kupp.
Jesus.
So I go to him. I said, hey, what is Cooper Kupp? So when you see here, he goes, that's in my write-up. He goes, you got good eyes. His ability to make defenders miss in short areas, remarkable. Now, I know some people think he can only play inside. I don't believe that. He could be what we call movement receiver, which is a Z receiver. He's not an X. He's not big enough to play X. But I know he's got some late first-round, early second-round grades. He'd be great for them. You don't worry about you just put him out there, and this kid's pretty gifted. Guys in the second round, if they trade down, Ricky Pearsall, who's probably more of an inside receiver out of Florida, is going to go in the second round. And Xavier Leggett, who's a very raw upside prospect with a lot of ability, only his 1 year of production out of South Carolina, he'll go top 40. I know this is sort of a hackneyed term, and I don't really believe it, but he's one of these guys who's kind of moved up in the last 3 months because he's had a great offseason. His private workouts have been good, pro day good, combine good. Everything's been good for him, and he's a guy that a lot of receiver coaches and offensive coaches are excited about.
Okay, we only have a couple of minutes left. Will there be any big-name veteran players traded during the draft or right around the draft?
I still don't think it'll happen. I'll never say never. Brandon Ayuk, I know the Niners don't want to trade him. They're trying to get a deal done with him. He knows that he'll never be the focal point of their offense because of McCaffrey in the past game, because of Debo Samuel, George Kittle. He'd be great elsewhere, and he wants to make a lot of money. He deserves it. He's a phenomenal football player. I think the odds are against it. But in terms of just trades, Minnesota knows that, and it's not a secret around the league, that's the team that's almost certain to move up. You can't, again, never say never. But if the quarterback starts dropping who they want and they feel the need, they got to go get him, they're going to get him. The Giants are known or potentially in the quarterback business. That's a team to watch out for. But and then there's some trade. There's some teams that could trade. Like the other teams I've talked to feel like the Commanders are a hot spot because they have six picks in the top 100 and they have a lot of needs and they could package some of them to move up to get players who could start right away. That's a team to watch out for in the first two rounds.
And so for the Vikings, when they move up, who are they moving up for? Who do they want?
Well, that's the question. I really believe when you look at the quarterback situation, and I'm not a big McCarthy guy, and I know a lot of NFL people who are not, but he'd be a great fit for West Coast offense that Kevin O'Connell's running. He's a timing-based quarterback. He'd be a good fit for them. They're not going to be able to get Caleb Williams. They're not going to get Daniels. Drake May is a guy that will certainly be on the radar. I don't know how much they love him, but McCarthy would be the best fit. And the guy that I think will make it, kind of changed my mind on this because the more people I talk to, the more that they're willing to live with some of the injury issues that Penix has had. Michael Penix has not had injury problems for years. Yes, he's had his ACL on one of his knees, worked on twice. Yes, he had a dislocated shoulder years ago, but last year he's been healthy. I think he makes it in the back of the first round. And New England, if they trade down and they don't get the quarterback they want by trading down, that's a team to look at for Bo Nix and Penix in early second round and late first.
Very interesting stuff from Adam Kaplan. And so do you believe who's your favorite quarterback besides or just tell who's your favorite? How do you rank, say, the top three or four quarterbacks in this draft?
Again, now I rank this for the future.
All right.
I'm going to go next 3 to 4 years, Jaden Daniels, one.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams, two. This is going to surprise some people. Michael Penix, three. I'm so hopeful that he goes to, like, Sean Payton with Denver. I mean, 12 is a little bit early, but let's say they, and I know they don't have a lot of draft picks. So one way or the other, they find a way to get this guy. I'd love to see him there. I'm going to go Penix, three, and hope he, and I'm again, thinking he will go to that team that needs a quarterback. McCarthy, because I think he can go to West Coast offense. He's not going to lie with arm strength. And then probably Bo Nix, who's kind of an upside guy but needs a lot of work. And my favorite sleeper quarterback is Michael Pratt from Tulane, who will probably go third or fourth round.
Man, oh, man, this may make you mad, but you're right with what Jake and I think about these quarterbacks. Does that give you confidence, or does that make you want to change your rankings?
But why do you not have Caleb Williams one? I know why I don't, because he's got some concerns about how much he scrambles and doesn't throw within structure, but he's pretty gifted.
Again, you have to understand something. It's total bias for me. I'm a Mizzou fan. Mm-hmm. Mizzou had a good defense this year.
It did.
Mizzou was 11 wins, and what I saw Daniels do to Mizzou's defense was one of the greatest quarterback performances I've ever seen with my two eyes.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm watching Lamar Jackson, who can throw better than Lamar Jackson. Now, he's not as who's dynamic as a runner, Lamar Jackson, but I was just stunned. And then it was early in the conference season, I said, if that kid's not the Heisman Trophy winner, I don't know who the hell is. And then he went on and had similar games and put up shocking numbers. And so I know he's, you could say, does he get a hold up to the hits or whatever else? But my sure. God, he's so dynamic. And especially the importance of a running quarterback and how that is such an important weapon now in today's NFL, I love him. And so, yeah, I think that he's going to be a star if he stays healthy.
He does, and Washington has a good pass target group. I've had him going there for the last 2.5 months. I don't see that changing. That would be a stunner. That would be a huge upset if they don't go with him. But to me, the draft starts at 3, and what do the Patriots do? Because they put it out there they're willing to trade down, which, by the way, would tell you that they're willing not to get Drake May. That's exactly what that means.
That's right. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Kaplan just dropping knowledge on you.
He's the best, man.
You're the best, maybe.
Well, second best.
Do we have Fruit Loops on the air, on the line with us?
Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
This loop?
What are you doing in there?
This loop of fruit?
Yeah.
We got
it. Oh, Mr. Giggles back there, huh?
Is that me?
What are you in there? What are you doing?
Call you Toucan Sam.
Yeah. You all right?
Why am I? I don't even know why I'm Fruit Loops.
Why aren't you?
I probably don't want to know, do I?
Yeah, why aren't you Fruit Loops? Is the question. Everything going good?
What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Miss you guys, though. What's up?
Get our buddy in here real quick to say hi, too. Well, Drew in here. We got a little extra time because Adam Kaplan, he's all business. He had to go on and do some other things, but he's made some time for us. And so we've been loading up on the NFL draft. We have Matt Derrick in studio. We just talked to Adam Kaplan. Christian Okoye is going to come on the show tomorrow. Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman will be my co-hosts for all 4 hours. They've said they're going to get some guests, some special guests. Have you heard anything on that, by the way? Have you?
No.
That's not happening, is it?
Crack into it.
You know who the special guests are going to be?
Them.
Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman.
Yes.
Which is fine by me, but whatever. And then we'll have Jesse Newell tomorrow. We'll have other people to supplement our time with Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman. And then we'll have the draft. And then on Friday, we'll have a great time breaking down the draft with Stan Weber and Tim Grunhard and others on Friday. But, Nate, tell people where you are. People have asked, did the broken leg knock him out of action? Did he have to have surgery? Did he break his other leg? Where is he? What's going on? So we weren't totally clear about where you were going. Why haven't you been here this week? Where are you?
Yeah, so I've been rolling in my scooter around Stamford, Connecticut this week. Got the opportunity to come out and host a nighttime soccer highlight show called Scoreline for CBS Sports Network. They have a platform for soccer called the Golazo Network, which is where our old friend Ali Trost Martin works full time. And so I've been hanging out in Stamford, Connecticut. One thing you guys might – it's been really cool just to get to see all of the CBS sports headquarters here. It's in the – and they're in the same operation as the WWE and their live studio programming. So I've been in the same building with those guys, and the WWE headquarters are here too.
Oh.
So I took a picture of myself in front of that building with their big championship belt out front. I'll have to send you guys.
We're going to have a WWE superstar in studio on Monday that we will reveal when that gets solidified. Jake, is that, are we close?
I followed up with that. Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay, so then we're not going to say anything until we get that done.
Right.
And so, hey, that's awesome. And so, when can people want to tune in and see how you're doing?
Yeah, so the show's called Scoreline. If you have the Paramount Plus app, which is CBS's streaming application. They have a bunch of live streaming channels there, and one of them is called the Golazo Network. And if you got Paramount Plus, you can go to the Golazo Network. And I'm on the show called Scoreline this week, which is kind of like their version of SportsCenter, but it's all like soccer highlights from all over the world. And it live airs at 4 o'clock p.m. your time. But then they put it on a loop, kind of like SportsCenter, and they play it through the course of the night. So if you don't catch it at 4 o'clock, you can usually watch it over and over again through the rest of the evening.
I watched you on Sunday a little bit.
That one was, dude, I felt like I was drinking from a fire hose that day because it was
lot
like
going
my first
on.
Time ever doing it and throwing a lot of stuff at me.
Do they have more any stand-up opportunities where we get to see the scooter?
They had them behind the desk.
Popping wheelies and spinning around on that thing? No?
I luckily, we're up behind a desk, so no stand-ups.
Missed opportunity. Hey, before we break and tell people about our friends at Underdog Fantasy, we got another friend of the show. We've had all kinds of stuff going on here today. Drew Starlin has stopped by, who is, of course, the star of Rocky Live on Stage, the musical that we have small parts in. And he brought us a gift. Not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise, but you'll have a gift waiting for you on the desk from Drew, which is very, very nice. I want to tell you what it is, but I can't because I don't want to ruin the surprise. But also, Drew said that he has a couple of four-packs of tickets if people want to go and see the production tomorrow night, Thursday night. And I know it's a draft, but guess what? Because the Chiefs are the champs, they don't pick until number 32. That's a trade-up. I don't know what's going to happen. But let me tell you, you'll have time to go see Rocky Live on Stage and then still find out who the Chiefs draft. So if you want tickets, Drew, you brought some tickets. We'll get some people hooked up. And again, there's just a few more shows left for Rocky Live on Stage. How many shows left do you have?
You got four left this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. You'll be out by 9:15.
See?
And then one more final performance on Sunday at 2. Come see Stephen and Nate in their theatrical debut.
Wow.
Killing it. It's a really great extra for our show, and had to drop off some thank yous because it's been so humbling and so great for us to have this experience with you guys.
And also, Nate, Drew was a guest on Hot Mic with SSJ, all with some cussing and all kinds of stuff. We talked for about an hour. If you want to check that out, Hot Mic with SSJ on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch your favorite podcast, we have it on there. And so these tickets, the four-pack of tickets, we're going to give away a couple now, and then some tomorrow if you listen. It's good for the 7 o'clock show tomorrow night, Thursday night, right off of 435 in Midland at the B&B Theaters, B&B Live Theater, Rocky Live on Stage. So right now we'll give tickets. Now watch, this is promotion. Callers 8 and 10. You put it together, it's 810, Jake.
Wow.
See? You never knew why I did that over all those years. 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. Callers 8 and 10 will get a four-pack of tickets to go see Rocky live on stage tomorrow night at 7 o'clock off 435 in Midland. If you love Rocky, if you love musicals, if you love Nate and I, if you know Drew Starlin from around town, if you love him, then you will love this production. So go see it, and we're going to hook you up, 913-3810-810. And
if you love Eric Danielson, the PA voice of the Kansas Jayhawks,
right,
you should go.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Everything's been going well, though, with the run?
Yeah, man. My body's appreciated the last couple of days off, but I'm looking forward to seeing my cast again tomorrow night and getting back to it.
Is there any chance that Nate and I will be up for any type of awards?
We will. You've been put into the kitty of nominations for sure.
A lot of buzz around us, Nate.
Absolutely.
So, and it's not flies.
I'm hearing it's.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what awards we're being nominated for, but I'm sure we deserve it.
Well, absolutely. I will accept. So tell people again why they should come out and watch Rocky. They got four more chances to see Rocky live on stage, Drew. Why should they come and watch it?
You're probably not going to get a chance to see it in many places. Not many people are going to be willing to take this endeavor on. It was in Germany. It was on Broadway. They, of course, did it in Philly. We are the regional premiere of it. And it's just a really cool experience. Like you said, you saw it, especially if you like Rocky. It is still the true story. It stays true to the story, is what I should say. And then you get Stephen and Nate. So why wouldn't you come and check it out?
And I don't want to give away anything, but afterwards, sometimes the cast comes out, and you said if anyone is there and says, hey, I heard you on 810, you'll punch them right in the mouth.
Absolutely.
Just for coming out to
free,
the show.
Yeah, free roundhouses for anyone.
No charge.
Isn't that great? I got some people I'd like to send there. I'd like to buy them tickets. And I'll tell you where they're sitting.
Absolutely.
I'm
not getting in the front row, a little spit take on them.
That's exactly. And see, that's what you like. That's how you know you've been to
value
to live theater. And for more information about Music Theater Kansas City, mtkc.org. mtkc.org. Man, thanks for the presence. You didn't have to do that. That was awesome. And thanks for hooking up our listeners with some more tickets so they can go out. And you know what? They can become dignified by going to the theater.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, spread your knowledge and your experience around. There are a lot of cool things out there. I love sports just as much as anybody. The theater's pretty engrossing as well, so join us.
And you love soccer, so you can watch Nate on Golazo.
Hey,
how about that?
I've already got my family watching, you know.
No? How about that, Nate?
That's pressure. Now I feel pressure. I'm a little nervous now.
You should always feel pressure. That's Drew Starlin, right. The star of Rocky, live on stage. 913-3810-810. And again, for more information about the show, mtkc.org. We'll be right back after this on WHB. Sometimes you're just absolutely ridiculous. That's what you know that.
Sometimes. Well, you get it.
I was telling Drew that this is organized chaos today.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? It's all over the place. I don't even, you know. Yeah. I'm just talking about what's going on in the hallways. All right.
It's going by fast, though. That's how you know it's good.
Well, let's talk to the Nigerian Nightmare, Christian Okoye. Christian, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Doing very well. What position do you want the Chiefs to draft in the first round tomorrow night?
In the first round?
Yeah.
Man, I would say receiver.
Yeah, receiver.
I want to get a receiver, and I'd like to have another running back that can help Pacheco and Edward Helaire. You know, so those two positions I would love.
All right. Christian Okoye wanting a receiver and a running back for the Chiefs. Now, Christian, we have the draft coming up over the next couple of days. But then we have an event on Sunday. And again, it's, man, I got some questions for you about this. We got to go through this again. Christian Okoye Celebrity Roast. And this year, we're going to honor Daron Cherry, who is, I mean, there's very few people that are nicer than Daron Cherry. There's very few people that do more for the community than Daron Cherry. And I'll be honest with you, I'm having trouble coming up with the motivation to roast Daron Cherry. I want to honor him. I want to pay tribute to him. I'm not sure that I want to roast him also, Christian, because he threatened me 2 years ago that I better not ever roast him. And so that's another factor in this. I don't know if that means anything to you, but because it was like 2 years ago when he was walking up, he grabbed me and goes, "You better not say anything bad about me. You hear me?" I was like, "Hey, Daron, what are we doing here? Did you trust me?" So I don't know. Like, so what are we doing? Are we honoring him? Are we paying tribute? Are we roasting? What's going on here?
We're going to roast and honor him,
okay,
too. So if you have something that you can say, go ahead and get it out. You know, everybody knows who Daron is. Daron is such a nice guy, like you said. He does a lot for the community, and people know about his record, his business, and his football career. I mean, that guy is just it's perfect, almost perfect. You know, so the same thing went for Bobby Bell, if you remember. And you think to yourself, am I going to roast this guy? And Bobby says, don't roast me, so we honor him. And we're going to do the same for Daron.
That's right. Now, we roasted the hell out of Steve DeBerg, and he didn't care. You know?
He didn't care. Steve was looking forward to it. And many people say that he wasn't even as bad as they expected.
Right, and let's be honest, Steve may not remember either what we said, so that's all right. Because Steve was feeling he's feeling pretty good. That's what we all were, but here. Yeah, right.
That's
so
right.
So tell us so I'm gonna retweet the information right now. Who else do we know that's gonna be there that will be roasting, that will be talking about or paying tribute to Daron Cherry?
Oh man, we got a bunch of guys. I have Lawrence Taylor, I have Marcus Allen, Eric Dickerson send the tape. All these guys send tapes that we're going to show during the event. And Mike Bell, Bill Martz. Mike Bell is not going to be there, but he sent me a tape. Jonathan Hayes is going to send me a tape. And Earl Beatman is going to be there. So
okay,
there's going to be a lot of new faces. And Dan Fillmore is going to be there. Barry Ward is going to be there. So I invited all the Chiefs ambassadors to show up, and most of them are coming, you know, to honor Daron. So it's going to be a good night.
So Barry Ward's going to be there?
Barry Ward is coming, yeah.
Is Harvey Williams going to be there so you guys can all take your shirt off and do that poster again like you did with Backs by Popular Demand? Yeah, you're laughing now, boy. That was a controversial poster. Are you guys going to recreate that on Sunday?
I know, though. My buddies don't look the same, brother.
So, boy. So Barry Word and Bill Moss, and there's going to be a lot of great names, some fun names there. And again, it's Sunday, and it's at 4 p.m. at Harrah's Voodoo Lounge. And if you want to follow me at SSJWHB on Twitter, I just retweeted the flyer with all the information. And so tell people, Christian, if they want to get involved, how they can get tickets or what they got to do, or just tell people all the information they need to know.
Yeah, if you want to get involved, if you want to buy your ticket ahead of time, go to OkoyeCelebrityRoast.com and you'll get it on there. Or you just show up at Voodoo Lounge at 4 o'clock and pay right there at the door. and get in. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of live auction items, silent auction items that you can get your hands on. We have Taylor Swift guitar that we're going to auction off. We have Bo Jackson jersey, signed jersey by Bo Jackson, Duran Cherry, Christian Okoye. We have just a whole host of stuff. We have a live painting going on over there, too, of a Super Bowl trophy. It's a lot of fun.
So our friend Jamie Wooler just sent me pictures of the Taylor Swift autographed guitar. Now, this is going to be auctioned off. It's got the authenticity certificate as well, and it is a beautiful guitar. I'm looking at it right now, and it has a picture of Taylor Swift on the guitar and her autograph. I mean, that's incredible, Christian, because she's the most popular lady in Chiefs Kingdom right now, and so someone there can bid on and win the Taylor Swift autographed guitar. How the hell did we get that?
Well, just Jimmy Willard got it. I don't know how he got it.
Yep.
You know, but he called me and he got all excited. He said, I got the guitar. Okay. That's awesome.
All right. So we'll have that. We'll have some other great auction items. And if people could just show up there and buy tickets, right?
Yes.
They want to buy a GA ticket?
These
buy. How much are the GA tickets for people that want to show up and just that day?
Well, the ticket. Tickets start at $100 up on the upper level as an individual. And then VIP is like $225, and that's open bar food and everything. I get to mingle with all the Chiefs ambassadors and the Ron Cherry and yours truly, SSJ. You know, and then a table is $2,000 for 10 people. So it's all going to the events that we do with kids. So
hey,
it helps.
How's the security going to be this year, Christian?
It's going to be very strong.
Very strong? Is it going to be very strong?
Yeah. That's right.
Because you sound like I told you, you got a whole bunch of people that you invited are going to show up, and you got some people that you didn't invite that might show up too. So we got to watch it this year.
Yeah, we got to watch those.
That's all right.
We got to watch those that didn't get the invite.
I'll tell you this: every time I've gone, it turns in just to a big party, and everyone has a blast. I've never talked to anyone that didn't have a great time at the roast, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And again, the most important thing, tell people what we're raising money for, because that's the most important thing at the end of the day.
Yes. So in December, first week of December, we always take a bunch of kids Christmas shopping. You know, so last year we took 228 kids. They each get $200 to just go into Dick's Sporting Goods and buy whatever they want. And just the look on these kids' faces when they are shopping is incredible. It makes my day every time, you know. So, and then whatever is left in the money that we raise goes to the program that we have in Nigeria. I have a kids program in Nigeria that goes year-round. So that goes to there, too. So all for the kids.
You talk about that. Kids that... You know, we're all lucky enough to provide our kids with great Christmases and presents and everything. Not all kids are that lucky, and you get a chance to take some kids that normally wouldn't get a lot for Christmas and take them shopping and watch their eyes light up and give them the things that they want, whether it's anything at Dick's Sporting Goods, whether it's, you know, footballs, baseball stuff, anything you can imagine that a kid might want for Christmas. And you get to watch, is it over 200 kids you get to provide gift cards and shopping with, and you get to go out there and watch them shop. So what better cause than to help the kids? And then also you get to help out your foundation in Nigeria. And so let's do that. Let's have some fun. And just show up. You can get in there for $100 and watch the whole event, and then you get VIP tickets as well for $225 that include food and drink and mingling with people like Duran Cherry and Christian Okoye and Dan Saliamua and Barry Word will be there. It's a lot of fun. It's entertainment. It's a great time to be had by all. It's the Christian Okoye Foundation Roast as we honor Duron Cherry on Sunday, 4 o'clock at Harris Voodoo Lounge. I'll be the MC. Christian, thanks for what you do in the community, and we will look forward to seeing you on Sunday at Harris Voodoo Lounge.
Hey, Stephen, once again, I just want to thank you. You started hosting this event for us right from the get-go a few years ago, and I thank you for coming back every year. God bless you, my man.
Hey, you know, God bless you, too, and thank you, Christian, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday. That's the man, Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Nightmare. Come on out. Jake, now do you say you don't want to go? Yeah, you would come out there and be with us. Barry Word.
That's awesome.
That's one of the few former Chiefs that I haven't had a chance to to meet. He hasn't. That'll be the first one he's attended. Barry Word. I'm going to get a picture with Christian Okoye and Barry Word.
That's amazing.
And I'm going to run your ass over. That's exactly what I'll do. So the invite is there for you, all right? And you can bid on the Taylor Swift autographed guitar.
I would not be bidding on
that. Well, you could try. We will be right back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. That was a wild show. We had Todd Lebo. We had Anna Anderson, who is a member of the Park Hill football team and now a member of the under 17 Team USA flag football team, and also a former point guard for Northland Elite, where she played with my daughter Selena. So she was a great guest. Mike Boddicker joined us in studio. We called Gary Lezak on his 62nd birthday. Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. Our NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Our friend Drew Starlin, the star of Rocky Live on Stage, which features a bit roles, bit parts for me and Nate Bucati. He stopped by. We gave away the tickets. Good?
We did.
People were happy?
Give away some more tomorrow.
Two more four packs tomorrow for tomorrow night's show. And then we just talked to Christian Okoye about the Christian Okoye roast. It sounds like it's going to be more of a tribute now. I feel better. Of Duron Cherry, which will be on Sunday, 4 o'clock, at Voodoo Lounge inside Harris Casino. So we talked to Christian about that. What else?
Wow. Tomorrow. It's going to be wild.
Tomorrow, my co-hosts for the entire 4 hours will be Gary Dieter and the sausage Anthony Sherman. So, the over-under on how many hours Gary will actually be in the studio is set right now at?
2.5.
2.5. Over or under?
I'll say over.
Okay, 3. 3.25.
No, under. He'll be here late and he'll leave early.
There you go. That's right. That sounds right.
It'll be interesting. Get Jesse Newell in studio with those guys.
Who else?
Buster Olney.
Who else? Who else? Ask them if they're going to book somebody. If we're going to call anyone. Maybe that's what he's got to do, is let's just call them.
Yeah. Maybe get Duron on. We'll either have Duron on tomorrow or Friday.
Either way, I need to clear things up with him.
Yeah.
To make sure exactly how he wants this thing to go on.
And I need to make sure he knows I have nothing to do with this.
No, you have everything to do with it. If it goes poorly, you have lots to do with it.
No.
If it goes well, then I'm the guy.
That's how it usually works. That's how it usually works around here. I'm all right with that.
Well, that's the show. I'm going to go record a podcast because I don't talk enough, apparently. Thank you very much. We will be back tomorrow with the Border Patrol draft special featuring Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.